BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily. On it, Ollie Locke plays innuendo bingo. Harley off Rizzle Kicks tries out the speech jammer, a slight delay that only he hears in his ears, which can do weird things to your voice. And they called up another pop star. Also, Scott versus Chris, Challenge 7. Who can nick the most chips off the plate of the best-looking fat man in the universe, Charlie Sloth, off One Extra? All that and more on Tuesday's podcast. Enjoy it.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Well, again. Hello. What day is it?
It is Tuesday.
Yes. Good morning. It's Tuesday. I'll start that again. Good morning. It's Tuesday, and this is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. How is everyone today? Are you all right?
Is this the hump day?
No, hump day's Wednesday. How can you not get your head around that?
Humps.
Hump. Yeah, so up the beginning of the week, hump, and then down to Friday, to the weekend.
Yeah, but I couldn't remember if, because the week's 5 days, if you spend some time at the top looking around. No. Do you know what I mean? No. Like, it's Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, SN, Wednesday.
And then Wednesday, hump.
Thursday, Friday, back down.
You awake yet, Chris?
Yeah, do you know what? I'm good today, actually. Easier than yesterday, I feel.
I had a headache for the first time yesterday in a long time. They're not very nice, are they?
I think what you need to be wary of is the amount of coffee that you're nailing.
I did think this. You have said this to me before, and I did think this yesterday. I think I might have got through about 8 cups yesterday.
It's too much. Yeah. It really is too much, mate.
I need to get on the waters.
And then we finished the show, and you're like, do you fancy a coffee? And I was like, no, I don't really, actually.
I'm quite excited because, you know, I love my pop. Yesterday, there was a pop emergency.
There's no such thing.
Well, there is. Lady Gaga declared a pop emergency yesterday afternoon. I couldn't sleep after that. I was like, oh, there's an emergency on.
What classifies it? The two words don't go together.
She's released a song. And she then tweeted, thank you for your cooperation during this pop music emergency.
It's not an emergency.
We applaud you.
It's not an emergency. Don't worry.
It's an emergency. I want to play it now. Lady Gaga, first song of the day. Applause. New track. BBC Radio 1, that is Lady Gaga, and applause. The listeners know me too well, you know. Alex Smith's been on Twitter. I knew from last night applause would be the first song that Scott Mills would play this morning. You know it. Long after I leave Radio 1, I want to be the person, to be remembered as the person that genuinely got excited by pop music. Proper pop music, you know?
It's for me, it's a bit too much. When you use words like emergency...
No, it wasn't me, it was Lady Gaga.
Right, but you do agree, don't you?
I have to say, I did get genuinely excited yesterday when she declared a pop music emergency. I know it's all a load of nonsense, but I almost peed my pants.
See, I was left out... there was two parts to this. I was both left out of and of all the emails that had to go round last night.
Yeah,
because of the Lady Gaga thing.
It's huge.
The meetings that had to happen for this song to now be played today.
It's huge because of the Katy Perry thing, which I was also very excited about when we spoke to her and we played Raw for the first time yesterday.
But that's a good song.
Yeah, so is that. It gets better, believe
me.
It's got crowd noise in it.
I can't think of a good example of one with crowd noise, but...
Honestly, we're going to play that again later.
Oh.
And get excited about it.
I'm not excited, though.
Why? When Jameela Jamil is doing the breakfast show in a few years, or whoever it is, they'll be like, do you remember Scott Mills? He was the one that played Applause by Lady Gaga first. Bless him. That doesn't happen these days. That'll be the kind of thing they'll say.
In all honesty, do you rate that song?
Yeah.
I urge you to re-listen to the first part of it.
It's the first part. The first time I heard it, I was like, oh. But that happens to loads of songs. Like, so many songs. Songs that become... like classic songs. Now, I'm not saying that's going to be a classic song.
But you're saying it's a grower.
Yeah, it really is. And the first time you hear a load of songs that you now love, you're like,
not a shower, though, mate. I'm telling you that.
It's not a shower. I agree. But I've probably listened to it
saying that. Loads of people are now messaging saying it's amazing. So
maybe 12 or
maybe
13
who am
times.
I to say? Maybe my view was tainted by the fact that it was a pop emergency.
Thank you for your persistence during this pop emergency. I just like the drama around it. I don't know why I always have. I always have liked that about pop. With massive artists. Chris, it's a battle of pop royalty this week.
Is it, though?
It is. It's Katy Perry versus Lady Gaga.
I just find her a little bit too weird at the moment. I'll put it out there. I'm scared of Gaga.
Right. Is it a bit art house for you?
It's a little bit like, I can imagine the video to this is her almost completely nude, but just standing in one position.
Yes.
The whole time, and only her mouth moving.
There is some kind of video that went round where she's wearing some kind of like eye shield. It looks like those goggles that you wore in science.
Yeah.
Are those ones?
Right.
That look like they're protecting her eyes. But it's good that she's embracing workplace safety.
Yeah.
They are kind of, yeah, they're like goggles. It's too weird for you, isn't it?
It's
I don't
much.
Understand what it all means, but I just like it.
Right.
Because
right.
it's
you,
weird.
You know, who am I to say then?
Yes, I know that Greg James played it last night. Potentially a good song if you could understand what she was saying.
There you go. Three lines has applause in it.
It does.
Thanks, Luke.
Is it as good as Three Lions?
I cannot believe I would ever be in a situation where I was comparing the new Lady Gaga song to Three Lions.
But that's an awful song.
Three Lions?
Yeah, it's awful. It's a bad song. But obviously,
oh, Scott, you don't know what song. You've just said.
No, but I understand the sentiment and I get that. But actually, if you strip it back as a pop song, it's awful.
What's the emergency because she rushed it out? Was it a rush job?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I don't know. I think sometimes Lady Gaga plays dirty with this because Katy Perry's thing is out this week. And therefore, if I was Lady Gaga, you'd probably want to put it out at the
you
same time.
You could be
time.
The, like the new, is it, who is it? Judge Judy or something like that between. I love this that you're like.
Just you two sort it out. Make friends. Katy Perry has tweeted Lady Gaga.
Right.
Like, trying to be friends. No reply.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Applause to Gaga, says Mac on the A12. This is a pop catastrophe, more like, says Sean. But quite a lot of people liking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really mixed. Lady Gaga and applause. We'll play it later, obviously. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. It's Tuesday morning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Busy day today. So after 9:30 this morning, Chris lets rip on the very well-chiselled face of Ollie Locke off of Made in Chelsea on Innuendo Bingo.
He's very excited about this. He tweeted last night.
I saw Locke tweet last night. Also, is he from Southampton?
Is
he? I thought he's from Chelsea. Made in Chelsea.
Well, you assume that by the nature of that show, it should be proven, shouldn't it? That's scandalous, in fact.
Yeah. If it ain't got SW in the postcode, they shouldn't be on.
Yeah.
But someone tweeted last night, yes, two Southampton boys together, because I'm Southampton. But I didn't know that.
Very different.
I'm not being funny. He's well posh if he's from Southampton.
But he seems to be very excited about it, and he's well up for getting wet.
Good. So, Ollie Locke, Chelsea fans, just after 9:30 on Innuendo Bingo. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website. Scott versus Chris, day 7 is happening just after 8:30. And I think today is the most daring challenge we've done yet.
Do you?
I do, in terms of you have to have balls of steel to do this.
Yeah, I actually think this is the one where we had real potential to get hurt with it.
Yeah, quite dangerous, possibly.
Yeah, so that's that's fair to say. Probably the most dangerous challenge to date.
8:30 this morning, Scott versus Chris. But who wins? I'm in the lead at the moment. 8 o'clock this morning, Rizzle Kicks take on the Speech Jammer. So you know that thing where we play like a little delay in their headphones? But what will it do to their voices? Some people sound a bit drunk. Some people sound like they're from Texas, like Zane Lowe. Some people just go a bit slow. So you don't hear the delay. The delay is only in their ears. And we did it with Lydia Bright, do you remember last week? So Rizzle Kicks take on the Speech Jammer just after 8. And you know you've got this big interview again this week.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Mila Kunis one that we did before where Chris went to a hotel and interviewed Mila Kunis? He's doing another one later this week. So the interview is going to be on... Is it tomorrow? Oh, God. It's tomorrow.
Is it?
Yeah, it's tomorrow. You don't know who it is yet, but it's a massive, massive...
It's tomorrow.
Star. It's tomorrow. Sorry, I thought it was Thursday. It's tomorrow.
Oh, that's all right.
It is. Oh, I don't know. All my days are jumbled at the moment. It's tomorrow. I just looked. It's tomorrow. So we'll be sending you to that hotel again, and he'll be doing another interview with a big star. So after 7:30, I'd quite like to do some media training with you.
Yeah.
You know, like, there are some questions that you can ask and some questions that you really can't ask celebrities. They're either inappropriate or, you know, like, they'll just say before, we do not want any questions asked about this, this or this. It happens a lot in those interviews, all right? Mm. I just want to, before tomorrow, go through some of the things that you might, you know, might catch you out and might cause a bit of a bad atmosphere in the room. You cool?
Wow.
That'll be after 7:30. Early morning farm. Jake Berg on Radio 1.
Mine.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Simon's been on Twitter saying, I'm with Chris. Gaga's bonkers and very scary. Not feeling applause at the moment. Just a little bit too complicated for Chris to understand.
A bit too much for me.
Yeah. Morning, Helena. Oh, get quite jealous when people are sending in pictures by the pool. That's happening a lot at the moment.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, no, there's other places where they're in the future, like Greece. It's like 9 o'clock now. Oscar's by the pool already, sunning it up. Good morning, Scott, from a very sunny Greece.
Even so, for Greece, why are you up at 9? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's wrong with you?
Well, some people like to get up and get the sun. Like, not everyone gets in at, like,
they 6. Listen to Radio 1.
Yeah, they have it on by the pool. Well, I hope so, otherwise you're getting charged.
9 in the morning.
Hope you're using the hotel's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
9 o'clock's fine to somebody, though.
I don't know about that. It's a bit disappointing, really. Bad night.
Get out there. 9 o'clock, get out there.
Nah.
Get the oil on and get out there.
No.
What do you suggest they do? Fall asleep outside because the air conditioning's not working and get bitten by mosquitoes all night? Not that happened to you.
Just if it was 7 over there, I'd understand that they're just coming back from their night out. But 9, it's...
No, I think they're just on a relaxed holiday. Oh. You don't have to go. You don't have to go to Kavos.
Nah.
There's other places. There's like loads of Greek islands.
Nah.
The Scott Mills Daily. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Hello. It's Tuesday morning, so Grimmy is back next Monday. And it's me, Mills, until then. Hope your Tuesday's all right so far. Amy and Andover just watched the Mila Kunis interview again. And looking forward to the one that we've got later this week. Yeah, it's actually happening tomorrow, the next When Chris Met. And I would say this person is... Yeah, is a bigger star than Mila Kunis. Definitely.
Which makes me think that it's not immediately.
It is. It is. Imagine if it was Ryan Gosling.
Do you know what?
Do that again, Sarah. Yeah.
That's exactly the reason why I don't want it.
But imagine it, though. What would you say to him, though?
I'd have to be honest.
And what would you say, though?
Well, I'd just say that...
Mate.
I'd probably have to say that I do feel he lets the team down.
In what way? He'll be like, okay, imagine I'm Gosling.
Well, because...
Why?
All right,
why do I let the team down?
Well, if you go out with a group of lads and you go out with a really good-looking one, right, and you're a bunch of single guys... That person should be doing everything they can, using the powers that they've been given, to help everyone else out. Whereas what he does, is he knows exactly how good-looking he is.
Yes.
Puts himself on posters, does all that. Well, it's all about him.
Doesn't put himself on them.
It's all about him. Right. He's not helping everyone else, is he?
Okay, well, what do you want him to do? Sorry, I'm him. What do you want me to do about it? Yeah, you see...
I don't know, just back off a little bit. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, maybe say no.
No, I'm not earning money from that poster campaign. Sorry.
Do you know what I mean? Just...
I'm going to go out in Watford instead with Chris and his single friends.
I don't know, just act a bit... Put your shirt back on.
I can tell you it's not Ryan Gosling.
Good.
No. But it is someone well famous. So, the interview happens tomorrow, and then you will hear it on Thursday's Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I'm so excited about this.
This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Don't you just be honest now?
Quite heated here at the moment. Look, what do you want him to do? Go out with you and your mates in Watford? I don't understand the point of it.
After that conversation, only one person texts in, Joe in Leeds, going, I'll be honest with you, Chris, I don't really get it myself. I don't really see it. And then you said, when I mention this to you, you go, yeah, I've got to agree, actually. It's not really... And
it's not that.
Is,
it's not amazingly hot, but people really fancy him, and they're allowed to fancy him.
But you feel you have to be the voice of the public. You say, just be honest. If everyone was honest here,
what do you want him to do?
I don't know. Cover. Just tone it down a little bit.
Well, you could say that about girls that are in Nuts magazine or whatever. Tone it down a bit, love. Make it a bit classier. Welcome back.
It could all be done a bit classier with him, I think.
We're talking about Ryan Gosling still, seriously. Welcome back to The Right
I'm
Stuff.
I'm not that bothered, actually.
I'm Scott Mills. You are bothered, though.
I'm actually not. I've tried to make a point and no one agrees, so okay. We'll just leave it.
All right, then. What's happening in the world of showbiz today?
Not much.
Oh, thanks for that. Okay, good. Here's DJ Fresh.
Hang on. But, One Direction at the Teen Choice Awards yesterday.
Oh, God. Yeah. I love One Direction, but it wasn't a great performance. Sorry.
In all honesty, it wasn't,
I think they're tired. They've just been on this huge American tour, like, ridiculous schedule, ridiculous. It's just probably burnout. But, like, could you look interested when you're on stage?
Yeah.
Harry was, like, you know, doing a bit of twerk. But apart from that, like, Zayn looks so bored. It was so bored.
It was very much screensaver face for a large amount of
time.
Yeah, it
was doo-doo-doo-doo face. It was
they've got a makeup range coming out as well, all named after songs of theirs. So apparently the lipstick and lip polish is called Kiss You.
Yeah. Let me guess. What else is there?
There's a nail polish.
Oh, I don't know what that would be called.
That was Little Things. And then there was something called...
One of them has got to be called... What Makes You Beautiful?
Yeah, that's something called Cheek Tint.
Oh, yeah.
So that's on. So that's coming out at some point.
That's like a blusher, that is.
Pop star Justin Bieber has performed naked for his gran. No one is sure why, but there are pictures.
What?
I don't know.
Is that the picture I saw yesterday with him, like, he's got a guitar?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that his gran?
Apparently so. Apparently he just, it was some kind of family joke. I don't know. I think you had to be there.
Right. Yeah, I really think you do.
Melty couple songs seem to be becoming a thing. Katy Perry's been collaborating with John Mayer. And...
Don't get them confused.
No. but I worry this is going to be the start of a trend where there's these quite sort of melty couple songs.
Well, Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran did a melty one recently, but they're not actually a couple.
Are they question... Oh, I don't know.
Do you think they have?
I don't know.
No. I think he'd quite like to.
Is it one of these awkward situations where...
I think he's in the friend zone.
Do you know what I mean? That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see that.
So Perry and Major have made a song.
Yeah. So I worry it might be the start of a trend with these sort of couple-y...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, and, it's happened before where people have made... Couples have made videos, like pop stars who were couples at the time have made videos. And then when you split up, that's just going to be there for YouTube on forevermore, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just don't... I wouldn't do that.
And...
is it on his album, is it?
I believe so, yeah.
Not her album, please.
No, I don't think no. Katy Perry has also released a lyric video to her new song, and it is awesome.
That is really good. Is it the WhatsApp thing?
It's really clever.
Yeah, really good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello, it's Laura from Kent.
Hi, Laura. You all right?
Hello. Yeah, all right. You okay?
Yeah, what's going on?
Right, I heard you talk about it yesterday, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm an ex-Facebooker. I'm no longer on Facebook.
You've left Facebook?
I have. I did it. I made the big decision.
It's a big decision.
Did you spend a while thinking about it?
Yeah, like it's an addiction. I had to I had to build myself up to it. And the thing is, they're crafty because they give you 14 days to go back on. So it's like rehab. You've got to spend 14 days just not seeing anybody, not speaking to anybody. It's hard. It's really hard.
First few days are the hardest, though, eh?
The first 2 weeks are the hardest.
Weeks?
You can go back on. Yeah, it's 2 weeks. They give you 14 days.
So explain this. So what they give you emails and stuff like that saying, come on.
Come back.
You know you miss it.
Come on.
They say, we're giving you 14 days just in case. And then every now and then you get a reminder to say, in 10 days, you know, that'll be it. It'll be over. No more Facebook.
I'm not being funny, but what's in it for them to keep sending you emails like that?
Well, you know, they don't want to lose you, do they?
How many weeks are you Facebook clean?
Actually, about 3 months now.
Oh, yay. Wow. You're well into it. You're not going back now.
No, I'm not going back now. But do you know what? People still try to make me go back. They're like, oh, you should go back on Facebook so you can see this picture of that girl in that dress that she wore last weekend. I'm not doing it. Yeah.
What are the positive changes in your life?
Well, first of all, I don't have to read about how little Jimmy had an apple, then had a bath, then had some cereal, then did a school run with mummy, and then I don't need to see pictures of little Jimmy in the bath, then little Jimmy after the bath, then little Jimmy the next day. So I don't need to see all that, because it's not like I have a problem with kids, but I don't care what they do every 5 seconds of the day.
Fair enough.
I also don't need to hear about people who have, like, you know, you have those people who only Facebook when everything's great. So it's like, oh, look at these wonderful flowers I got from my boyfriend. And then 2 weeks later, oh, look at this lovely dinner.
My life is amazing right now. How about yours? Those ones.
Yeah. And the thing is, they still, like, those people whose lives are amazing and who have great jobs and really skinny and really beautiful, they still have to, like, wash the dishes and go to the toilet. And...
Yeah, they don't put that on, though, do they?
No. Well, that'd be quite boring, though, actually. I don't know about that either.
What prompted you to come off it in the first place?
It is mainly just people. I think just people are idiots, to be honest.
People are idiots.
Facebook just gives them the opportunity to advertise their idiocy over and over and over again, day after day.
I like you. I think you've done real well here.
Yeah, I vote for you.
I've been saying it.
The only thing is, though, is that like now, if anybody does anything, because the only way that you can say, oh, I'm having a party is by doing it on Facebook. So I quite often get someone go, oh, are you coming on Saturday, Laura? And then they're like, oh, you're not on Facebook, are you? So, I mean, they could be doing that on purpose.
How many people's birthdays have you missed?
Oh, my God, so many.
I know. That is the downside. That's the only one I can see. Yeah. I'm for it. I've never been on it. I don't care.
Yeah, that's the problem. What you need to do is just set reminders on your phone. You'll be fine.
Every single person...
Do you know what they do? They have websites now where you can, like, buy cards to people and then they just automatically go to them at the same time every year.
Love that. I've been saying this all last week as well. Everyone that I know at the moment that has Facebook, it's causing them stress. Mm. Life stress, relationship stress, everything.
Yeah. That's because everything, like, once something's put out there, it's out there and that's it. You can't take it back.
So should I do it? Should I...
Chris is really thinking about it.
You'll literally, like, seriously, you'll like be a new person. I'm like an ex-druggie or something. I'm all for do it. Just get rid of it. You'll be enlightened. It's like finding God. I don't know what that feels like, but
whoa there. And you think Chris should do it? I think maybe at the end of this run on breakfast before Grimmy comes back. I'm saying Friday.
Yeah, do it.
Do it on Friday.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
You can do it.
Your support means a lot to me.
This is someone that's 3 months clean.
I know.
Yeah, I think you can do it. You seem like you're ready.
Thanks, Laura. Love you. Bye.
Thanks. Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. 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 Grim Reaper of Summer's on. I got my red dress on tonight. A lot of people, after hearing Laura's speech, are now tempted to go Facebook free. Daniel Cooper says, you got me tempted now. Not sure I could manage it. I literally live on it. Wasn't even thinking about getting rid of it, but I've seen people deleting it a lot lately. Yes, from William. Yeah, a lot of people got them thinking that, dude.
Mm.
That is Lana Del Rey and Summertime Sadness on BBC Radio 1. After 8 this morning, Rizzle Kicks are on, Jordan, Harley, and we're going to get them to do the speech jammer. If you've not heard this yet, we did it with Lydia Bright off Tawi last week. It's just a slight delay, which only they hear in their headphones, and it just messes with your brain. I don't know why. It's only like a 0.2 second delay, but the difference it makes to your speech is incredible, and it affects everyone in different ways. So Zane Lowe, when we did it with him, sounded like he was from Texas. Some people just speak really slow. Some people just go really posh, and some people just sound like they're hammered. So Rizzle Kicks, have a go. After 8 o'clock... on Speech Jammer, we're going to get them to call one of their... hopefully one of their celebrity friends, I think. The Scott Mills Daily. Do you remember the Mila Kunis interview that my friend Chris here did? Got a lot of hits on the actual internet. Got another one, which is happening tomorrow. So same thing. You go to a hotel. That person will be spending the whole day doing interviews about their new film, their new bowling, and ask your unique questions.
But they're not particularly unique, are they? You make it sound like there's some sort of...
Probably
sort of
Probably different to everything else they've been asked that day, though, if you watch the Mila Kunis one back.
So the thing is with that, that was just a blur, really, wasn't it? I mean, there was no
planning.
I mean, clearly. That's what concerns me with these things. It's almost like you... I don't know.
So, do you want to finish your sentence?
No, it's all right.
So, tomorrow, after the show, we are going to do another When Chris Met, and it's a star that is bigger than Mila Kunis. Definitely bigger. And you will hear that at 8 o'clock on Thursday morning on this show. So we're going to do it tomorrow, and you'll hear it on Thursday morning, 8 o'clock, the next When Chris Met. Now, what I'd quite like to do is, before we send you in, I thought it was Thursday we're doing the interview, it's tomorrow. What I'd quite like to do is...
Do you want to give it any more clues or anything like that?
No, I want to tell you before, because otherwise you'll just flap about it. So I don't really want to tell you until just slightly before we do the interview tomorrow. All right?
Right.
Like before.
Yeah.
I want to do a bit of media training, because I know that you don't know a lot of stuff about celebrities. You don't know mostly what they're up to or care. You don't know, like, who they're going out with, who they're married to. It's not on your radar at all, is it?
No, not really.
Like, you don't know any actors or actresses. You'll know this person, though. You'll definitely know who they are.
Yeah, you see, that's what concerns me, is I walk in and I'm like,
don't
right?
know. Yeah, hi. Never seen you before in my life. That won't happen. I promise you that.
Okay.
But I just want to go through a few questions. Let's say that it's one of these four people, okay? And I want you to tell me whether it's a safe question to answer or a not safe question to answer.
Oh.
Just to see how like up to date you are on stuff before I send you in there tomorrow.
I see. Because you're not allowed to talk about certain things, are you?
Yeah, it always happens with these things about this, don't ask about that. Because some questions they just don't want. All right?
Right, okay.
So I've got three questions here. Let's say it was Selena Gomez.
Is this like one of those online courses?
A little bit, yes. Okay. So imagine you're interviewing Selena Gomez in that room tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
I've got A, B or C. You tell me safe or not safe
right,
to
okay.
ask.
Okay.
Okay, right. So, okay. So Selena, not only do you sing, but you act as well. How do you juggle such a heavy schedule?
That's safe.
Safe, correct. So you and Justin Bieber are proof that young love does last. What are your top tips for other youngsters in love?
That's safe.
Not really, because they're kind of on and off a lot. So I wouldn't ask about Bieber.
They're together. Why wouldn't you?
No, because that, like, no.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Like, you'll probably get told that if it was Selena Gomez anyway. Right. But are they on or off at the moment? I don't know. So therefore, it's best not
to ask. That's the point. That's why you ask.
No, don't ask that.
That's the whole point.
No, because the whole interview will just go on a horrible tangent after that. Another one. How has life changed since High School Musical?
Do you know what I find ridiculous about this whole media training thing you're doing here? Is it's like the elephant in the room, isn't it? That's the phrase.
Nobody mention it.
She knows that I know. She knows that I... Like, she would know. I know. Yet no one talks about it.
No, you can't.
That's ridiculous.
Because they don't like it. How has life changed since High School Musical, Selena?
That's fine. That's harmless.
Not really, because she wasn't in it.
Right. Okay.
Okay, you get me?
Yeah. But I didn't see High School Musical, no. So...
That's not... Don't ask that. That'll be really bad. Angelina Jolie. Okay, imagining she's in the room now with you, okay? Angelina, tell us about your latest charity work.
Yeah. I'm sure that's fine, isn't it?
That's fine.
Yeah, good.
Angelina, I loved your husband in Fight Club. Are you a fan of the film too?
That's fine, it's great.
No, because they're not married.
No, ex.
Not married. No, not ex. They're, no.
Right, okay.
Angelina and right. Jolie and Brad Pitt are on.
But
they're
you can't...
Together.
So why, again...
They're not married. And the question was, I loved your husband. You've got to be careful
of
these things.
Are they not married?
No, it's just the little details like that will trip you up
right.
And they'll hate it.
Okay.
Angelina, you're looking great. Are you on the Gwyneth Paltrow diet?
I wouldn't ask that. I don't know what that is, but I would think that's fine.
Not really, because Brad and Gwyneth used to...
No way.
What?
Did what? They?
Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow?
Because I know Angelina Jolie used to get with... In fact, I don't know who she used to get with. Can't think of that one. Didn't know about Brad Pitt and...
Oh, God.
No, genuinely, I didn't know that. I'm sure loads of people don't know that. Listen, it's just not my thing, films.
It's going to go so wrong tomorrow.
It'll be fine, Scott.
You need to know things like this.
I'm not going to ask about the Gwyneth Paltrow diet, am I?
Okay, well... Should we try another one? Kim Kardashian.
Yep.
Okay, so Kim's in the room. Kim, why do you think you're a role model to a lot of young girls all over the world?
Not allowed.
Why?
Silly question.
But why? No, but would you be allowed to answer? Well, she is. She is. To a lot of girls, teenage girls, they love her.
Do they?
Yeah, they want to be her. Definitely. Is that safe or not safe?
Not safe.
It's absolutely fine. She'll be fine with that. Is it true you nearly named your baby Go?
I don't know if she did, Scott. I don't know if this is silly media training, because this is just...
Is that a safe question or not to answer?
It's safe.
To ask Kim Kardashian. It's not, because then it'd be called Go West.
Well, it's called something else ridiculous, isn't it?
North.
North, but why is this?
You should know that. You should know that. Kim, at what age do you think you'll finally get a job?
'm just guessing it. Not safe.
Correct. She'll say that she's got many jobs. She hasn't.
Good point. You can't talk about Fight Club anyway. It's the first two.
True. Right, one more. Taylor Swift, okay? Imagine Taylor Swift's in the room. So, Taylor, did you go to Kim and Kanye's wedding?
No, I know this one, because there was an issue.
What is it? Think about it.
So, I'm going to say that's not safe. That flags up some kind of concern in my head.
Correct, because Kanye West had an incident with Taylor Swift on stage.
Right, okay.
Is it true all your ex-boyfriends are doing a collaboration called Maybe You're the Problem?
That would be great.
Not safe or safe?
Well, it depends if she's a laugh or not, I guess. Like, you can safe? Only make that judgment call on the day, really, can't you? You
not
can't
really.
Say that she wouldn't be offended. Okay, not safe.
Correct. Hates jokes about boyfriends, ex-boyfriends. Taylor Swift, my friend Scott Mills thinks you've got shifty eyes. Would you agree?
I think that's fine.
No, really not. You can't
that
say
not
that.
Fine?
You can't say that she's got shifty eyes.
Oh
God!
It's absolutely
that
fine.
That is not fine.
This is what I'm saying. You stress me out with these things because you make it feel like you can't
You've
talk
got no
to these people. You're not allowed to talk to these people.
What you can and what you can't
I
ask.
I do. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right, okay. We're going to do this interview tomorrow. Good luck, everyone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What an exciting week for pop music. Has anyone noticed that Jessie J's new song was played last night as well on One Extra with Mr. Jam?
Do you think it's been overshadowed?
Don't forget about me.
Why? So are you saying this is just, I mean, you call it like a pop emergency, a pop battle between Katy Perry and Lady Gaga,
Lady
right?
Gaga called it a pop emergency yesterday, which is quite dramatic, but then that's her for you.
But you wouldn't say it's a three-way. You wouldn't say Jessie J's in for the running as well.
Not really, no. So
it's too much for me, that one.
Is it too complicated for you?
It might be a grower. For me, it isn't a shower, but it's...
More Katy Perry, aren't you?
Yeah, I love
because it's simpler
that
pop, that's why.
Do you know what? It's that Lady Gaga one for me is like... I like a mild cheddar.
Well, that's Katy Perry.
If we're going to do this in cheese, it's like... I'm happy with Red Leicester.
Yeah. No, like, you're mild cheddar.
Cheddar.
That's Katy Perry.
Lady
it's
Gaga's
good.
Like...
It's really nice, like a mild cheddar.
Lady Gaga's too much. It's for the connoisseurs. It's for it's for the arty pop. It's the blue bits in your cheese.
Yeah. It's the penicillin cheese.
It's Santa Gur.
Buff. It is. That's exactly what it is. And you don't get it.
Not for me.
Nah. I really like it. Can't remember it a week this exciting in pop for ages. Lady Gaga and Applause on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Time for Speech Jammer. Just a little delay in your ears. Some people just does different things to each person's voice. Some people sound just a little bit slower. Some people go posher. Some people go drunk. Some people sound like they're from Texas. It affects everyone in different ways. Rizzle Kicks are here. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, hi. And they're about to get speech jammed.
I need the toilet.
Don't. No, you can't go now. Okay. Why are you so scared?
I'm not scared. What are you talking about, man?
No, you are a bit, though.
I'm not scared.
He's sweating.
No.
So the speech jammer is something we've done a couple of times. Chris, you had to call your boss with it.
I did, yeah. He thought I was drunk.
And Zane had to have an interview with a serious music journalist on the phone. It just messes with your mind. It's a delay that only you, Harley, will hear in your ears.
Yeah.
And it will make Everything seems strange. It's a slight delay. It's 0.2 seconds, but that's the correct amount of time to scramble your words and your mind.
Okay.
All right, so do you want to try it? Let's just try it.
Yeah.
Okay, so at the moment, you can hear yourself normally, right?
Yeah.
What we're going to do is press a button in a second, and you will be able to hear the delay, which will make, hopefully, your voice go weird. So
I'll tell you what, ask him a question, okay, and I'll press the button.
Go. So, where did you film the video for Lost Generation?
We filmed the...
yes?
We filmed the video...
oh, I can't wait
in
for this.
...in Deptford.
Okay, yeah, and what happens
that's
in...
exactly where we filmed.
What happens in the video?
A few things happen.
Including?
Are you hamming it up?
Huh? No, I swear to God. I swear to God. John has a fight with... Jeremy,
please can we do this as soon as it's actually amazing?
Yeah, with Jeremy
Carl.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I think we need to call this person.
Right. I'm going to turn the effect off.
Okay.
That is so difficult.
I hope he answers.
This is what Harley is hearing in his ears right now, which is causing him to speak like that. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
I'm fine.
Does it messes with your brain?
I can't say thank you.
There's certain words that you can't have to say, I think.
So Jordan's kind of gone behind your back here and given me a number of someone to ring.
Okay.
And I'm not going to tell you who it is until the phone rings, okay?
Right.
And then just make up whatever you want to say.
Okay.
Right. This is part of the fun. You've just got to blag it with him.
Just make it up as you go along.
Okay.
Remember, you'll have that weird delay in your ears of just 0.2 seconds.
Okay.
Jordan's well excited about this.
I'm quite excited.
Okay.
I'm going to turn the effect on.
Jordan, who is it?
All right, Harley, it's Pro Green. Stephen.
Oh, okay.
So it's Professor Green.
Okay. Hello.
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 Is that Stephen, right?
Oh, hello, Harley. You're right, mate.
How are you, Stephen? You're right.
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. Yeah,
what are you up to?
Driving back to East London.
To East? Where have you been?
I've been in Chiswick writing beautiful music with TMS.
Melodies
and raps, like loads of words and notes and stuff.
I actually wanted to talk to you about something.
What did you want to talk to me about? What's this joke you're playing?
No, Jordan just played me the song. And the song we did.
Well, you're being well weird, mate.
I'm not.
I know I'm being a bit weird, but you're being like I'm not.
So Jordan just played.
I like weird. It's alright, mate. I can deal with it. Go on, carry on, continue.
And just play me the mix of the song, and I think I should change it a little bit.
Who the heck is it even like? This is well weird, mate.
It is Harley. Anyway. Anyway.
I had a cup of tea at the studio. Someone put something in my tea.
No, okay. So, yeah, I want to change my verse.
I was going to say, I think you should, because all of the bits that, like, it's all really good apart from the bits that you wrote, so if you want to change them, that's fine.
Thanks, Steve.
That's all right, mate, never a trouble.
I fall down on the table.
Singing his new
song. Crazy and I'm feeling quite unstable.
Yeah. My head spins.
My head. Reckless.
I should probably slow right down, but I'm too tempted.
You should just re-sing it. That's all I really wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
What are you doing tonight?
Just some stuff with, like, some people I'm not really about.
Oh, Okay. I was going to see if you wanted to be mates tonight.
No. Come on, Harley, don't be silly. We've never been friends.
Oh, fair enough.
Fair. Right, mate, take care of yourself, Harley.
I'll try. Thanks, Stephen.
See you later.
Bye.
See ya.
And he's gone. That was so good.
Oh my god, that's so difficult.
Isn't it weird?
That was one of the funniest things that's happened in the last few months. So
difficult. Jordan was actually on the floor laughing at we're fighting. I just heard this thud. It's like, yep, he's down.
And he's down.
It is weird how it messes with your mind, though, isn't it?
It's crazy.
It's really hard to talk.
You think that you could defeat it.
Yeah, but you can't.
You can't defeat it.
Well, he was lovely as always. Thanks, yes. Professor Green. And thank you, Rizzle Kicks.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Really, really, really good pop from Katy Perry. For those that don't understand Lady Gaga, that's your one. Bit of cheddar. Mild.
It's true.
True. It's really good. That's my big thing this week, is Katy Perry and Raw. Loads of people just do not understand that Gaga thing or where it's coming from at all.
It gets better,
honestly. Raw. Morning, Tom in Basingstoke, who's like, so Mills, Raw or Applause? It's perfectly acceptable to like both. You'd have to be on one or the other. I think they're both really good pop songs.
But if you were to get off the fence...
No, I'm not doing that.
Well, it's easy, isn't it? Katy Perry...
No, it's not, though.
It is, it's better.
Not, though.
So you're saying the Lady Gaga
one is...
It's
not better, I'm saying that I like them both equally. Katy Perry's my big thing this week.
It's better.
I've played Applause twice already. Interesting pop record, that is. Okay, and it's got crowd noise. Win. Coming up, our most dangerous challenge yet. Scott versus Chris, it's challenge 7. Did I mention that I'm winning at the moment?
Yeah, you are.
I am, yeah. And, either of us, while we're sat there in a cafe, be brave enough to steal food from the plate of Charlie Sloth, who sat opposite us. It's coming next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Hello, this is Scott Mills. Tomorrow, we are going to a fancy hotel in London, and my friend Chris here is going to do another big interview with what I can safely call a Hollywood A-list celebrity. You thought Mila Kunis was big when he did that one. I'm saying this is bigger. Earlier in the show, I completely forgot that the interview's happening tomorrow. I thought it was Thursday. But you're going tomorrow to interview this person.
Just need to start thinking of some sort of stock questions.
Well, I mean, just freestyle it a bit like you did with the Mila thing, because that couldn't have gone better.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, after the show, he's going to go and meet this person in a hotel in London, and this person will answer the questions. I'm being really careful because I'm scared of saying who it is now. You don't know who it
You're
is
just
yet.
So excited about this,
I'm
aren't you?
Really
Look at your
excited.
Face.
How you
Why
feeling?
Are you excited exactly? Is it for the sake of having this Hollywood A-lister on your show, or is
yes,
it for the sake of...
It's that, and also the fact that...
Because I don't think you're genuinely happy for me.
I don't know how it's going to go. I really don't know.
Look at you.
But I'm really excited. Okay, so you will hear who he meets on Thursday morning. We'll play the interview and you'll be able to watch it as well. 8 o'clock on Thursday morning. But I'm telling you, this is big news. Ah! I really want to tell you.
Don't make noises like that.
I want to tell you now, but I can't. I'll tell you tomorrow, just before you do the interview.
Okay.
How are you feeling? I suppose you're not nervous because you don't know who it is.
There's literally nothing I can do.
You have no information. Okay, Scott versus Chris. It's the Charlie Sloth Eating Challenge
this
next.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
BBC Radio 1. Scott versus Chris. Challenge 7.
Okay, so we're up against each other in a family way this week on Scott versus Chris. Yes, I'm in the lead. It's 4-2 to moi.
Okay. God, does this mean if you win this...
Today?
I can't catch up, can I? Oh.
Wah. Okay, so... What happened yesterday in a small cafe downstairs here at the BBC is probably our most dangerous challenge yet. Charlie Sloth, what a dude, He's on One Extra at 4 o'clock. He's the best looking fat guy in the universe. He loves the food. He's the only person I know that has a pre-snack before lunch. He loves it. Has all his meetings in a burger restaurant right near Radio 1. And that's true. He's got a new show starting in September on Saturday night here on Radio 1. It's going to be great. If you've not heard Charlie Sloth before, give him a listen on One Extra. He's so good. So much fun. Plays good music too, isn't it? Okay, so we were recording this secretly on our phones yesterday, sat in a cramped little booth in the BBC canteen, and a random guy was filming nearby. So we have filmed this. It's quite kind of stealth, the filming. We'll put it up on the Radio 1 YouTube soon so you can have a look.
It'll be on the Radio 1 Facebook very, very soon.
Is it there now?
If not now.
Radio 1 Facebook? Radio 1
Facebook
Twitter.
Right now.
Twitter as well, yeah, it's there. It's there, it's there. So you can see the awkward, like, and slightly, slightly kind of secret filming that we did. So here was the plan. Charlie Sloth is having a snack before his show on One Extra. He does that every day. Just to give him energy before he goes on at 4 o'clock.
Big old snack, though.
It's a big snack. Just a bit of pork.
Pork and chips.
And some chips. But who can nick the most food off Charlie Sloth's plate before he really starts to notice or get angry? So it's we just mostly went for the chips, didn't we? Okay, yeah. So we're both sat there opposite Charlie and we're trying to nick his chips. There were various ways we did this. Okay, so if it's me,
this is happening.
If it's me nicking a chip, I'll say Scott. If it's Chris nicking a chip, he'll say Chris, okay? And we'll count it up, and the most amount of food wins the challenge today. Here is the Charlie Sloth nicking food challenge in the BBC canteen. Let's go.
What have you got anyway?
Some chips and some pork rib fillet things.
We ate earlier, didn't we?
So. Yeah. So did I.
You know, how you been, mate, anyway?
I've been alright, it's just busy. Summer, innit?
What have you been up to?
Same old.
I have a little bit on. Can I have a chip?
Chris.
Ah, so you actually mentioned that then. You mentioned the first one.
I thought it was the easiest way to start the game.
Yeah, and no, I went straight in. And then we talked about the One Extra BBC Proms at the weekend that he presented.
Sarah Jane, all right?
Yeah, she was
I thought you were quite a good couple, apparently.
Well, she was trying to get me to go out of her afterwards.
Chris is about to nick his second chip.
Yeah. But I was busy.
But is it enough to win?
It went really well with your tie.
We went for that. We actually...
Were you nervous?
A little bit. Sorry. Yeah, you hungry, Chris?
A little bit.
Oh, he's excited to notice. Okay. Then I tried to distract Charlie with some in-depth media-type chatter. Listen.
It's live, though, isn't it?
It's live, yeah. So it was quite nerve-wracking.
So was it like rather than just... You had to talk to the cameras rather than the audience as well, did you?
Yeah, you kind of had to engage both at the same time.
Yeah.
Scott!
It was fun.
Good. Do you want to do more TV?
I'd love to.
Oh, you look good on it.
Really?
Yeah, your hair was all slicked down.
It takes.
Are you still wearing jeans though?
And trainers.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Not the full.
Yeah. Chris.
Chips are lovely, aren't they?
Yeah, right. Very nice.
You see, you flatter them and then nick their chips.
It was a quick return from me. I really went for it with this.
It's like a night out. Flatter them, nick their chips.
Can I just say, the videos on the Radio 1 Facebook right now is amazing.
It's a good video. Have a look. Okay, so we're still going in the canteen.
Had Katy Perry on today.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she mention me?
No. But she is...
Chris.
She sounds good, actually, didn't she?
Mm. What absolute nonsense we're talking as well. We just want your food.
Just a little catch-up with the best-looking fat man in the universe.
Oh, yeah, it was good. Really good.
The next
Should we continue?
One, yeah, the next one, I went all out.
Well, you really want to win this, don't you? Yeah. So, like... This is ridiculous, this next bit. Okay, listen.
Actually, I don't think I've ever been in here before.
Really?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So many microwaves over there.
That's probably where everyone heats up their food.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's like seven microwaves there.
Is there seven?
One, two, three, four. At least seven.
This is all you.
Chris.
Where's all my chips gone?
Seriously. Where's the chips there?
Seriously. Chris.
I only had like two.
I only had one too.
Where's my other bit of rib steak gone?
You must have eaten it.
I don't know, I haven't tried any of it yet. Can I try a little bit?
Do you eat it so fast you don't even realise you're eating it?
Right, so you now nicked the pork steak as well, yeah, off his plate.
And all those chips.
Well, I pointed towards the microwaves and went, there's so many microwaves in here.
You see, it was an odd move. Bear in mind, we're having a competition. It was the perfect distraction for me, but did you just have nothing to talk about?
I helped you out without realising it. Oh, God, there's more.
I'm trying to quickly get some salt, quickly.
All right. Yeah, go on, then.
Do you want a drink or anything?
I'm all right.
Just to serve.
Chris.
He's going to notice.
Go on.
No, you ain't.
Chris.
Yeah, Scott, finally.
No, seriously, who took that bit of meat?
11-2 down.
Oh,
really?
Oh.
11-2 down on chips, and I was boshing pork as well.
I keep hearing someone call my name up there,
huh?
Chris. Charlie.
Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, do you know, because you hear it when you're walking down the street?
Do you get spotted in the canteen at
work? You know what, it happens all the time. You know, because the BBC News is just through there.
Yeah.
You see that?
Where?
Point.
Chris.
Chris. Distraction by pointing at the news studio.
It's just through there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Chris.
I was at 16 at that point. You managed to get a sneaky 4 in there.
Yeah. Look, over there.
Trying to claw it back.
Over there, the BBC News studio. Okay, right, so...
Chris wins.
Yes, Chris
absolutely
wins.
Absolutely whooped you.
Yeah.
16 chips to 6.
Yeah, I managed to nick 6 chips. Chris nicked 16 and a pork steak.
It's a dangerous challenge.
Very dangerous.
You don't try that at home.
Don't want to nick his food. Do not try that. And that was Scott versus Chris. So where are we at now on the scoreboard?
So 4-3.
Oh, you're catching up, boy. Another one for you tomorrow.
Scott versus Chris.
If you want to see the video of us stealing chips from the best-looking fat man in the world.
This is great.
Did you ever think you'd say that on national radio? Did you ever think?
When I used to be on stations apart from Radio 1, they'd be like, let's do the weather and the time.
That just happened.
Say what the song was and make it sound like it was really good. If you want to see us stealing chips from the best-looking fat man in the world, you don't get that anywhere else. It's on the Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook now. There's an awkward video. Scott versus Chris, back tomorrow. And do you want to see something good when you get to work? 9:45 this morning, it's Innuendo Bingo with Ollie Locke off of Made in Chelsea. Although, we've found out he's from Southampton. Not made there at all.
Is that a con?
Made in Beavers Valley.
made in Chandler's Ford.
That's a local joke. No one else will get that outside of the Hampshire area. So, Ollie Locke on Innuendo Bingo, the finely chiselled face, getting drenched by Chris at 9:45 this morning. Yeah. You can watch on the Radio 1 website, on your computer, and on your phone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Coming up, Ollie Locke, Made in Chelsea. You can listen and you can watch on the BBC Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Not here yet. He hasn't got long hair anymore, has he?
Has he not?
I don't think so.
Do you know what? He's just tweeted us both.
What's he saying?
He's en route.
En route EN or en route ON?
He's done en route EN, so you're fine
good
with that, aren't you?
Yeah, I hate en route because it's French, so spell it EN.
So he's done a bit of French. To get water spat in my face by Scott Mills and Chris. Everyone tune in, 9:45.
Yes, I've just seen it, yeah. Then he puts, I have a very odd life. Do you want to talk to me about it? I just stole chips off a fat man's plate.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a good life.
Another day in the office. So, 9:45, the finely chiselled face of Ollie Locke. He's going to get it in the face this morning. Can you go for him, please?
Oh, dude.
I think he's bang up for it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Jen Long.
Ah, Jen Long, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Really good, thanks. What's the problem?
Is this innuendo bingo? What's the issue?
You got me into a bit of trouble at work. Apparently, yesterday on the breakfast show, you were chatting about how easy it is to do continuity on television.
Right, now, hang on a second. Right, what actually happened yesterday was we had a Dear Scott message from somebody, and he was just telling us about like a fail that happened on one of the continuity announcements on BBC One, I think it was. And then Chris said, not me, that it probably is quite an easy job. announcing programmes on TV. We didn't single you out specifically. Right, I need to explain something, right?
No, why are you apologising here?
Right, if you don't know what we're talking about, so Jen has a Sunday night show on BBC Radio 1, but you also know her from the voice of BBC 3, so she's the person that announces all the programmes on BBC 3. Could you give us an example, please, of what you sound like?
And coming up next, it's Family Guy.
It's you off the telly!
It is good, actually.
It's really
it.
You.
But that's what I'm saying. So you watch an hour of a TV show, then comes your moment. You've got the best job in the world. You sit in a room, you watch TV, and then you're watching BBC Three. Coming up next, Family Guy!
Yeah, unless the programme's like Total Wipeout or something.
Yeah. Sometimes you just get to chill and watch a film.
That's the best.
Oh, that must be good. Yeah.
Do you get paid the same? When it's a film, bearing in mind that you obviously don't talk during the middle of it.
Yep, you do.
Oh. But like, yeah. So do you actually watch the programmes while they're on after you've announced them?
Yeah, sometimes it's live and sometimes you go in and you pre-record it all.
It's even easier now. Well, I don't mean to sound rude, but I honestly don't see why anyone couldn't do it. I know that. I don't mean to sound rude. I'm just saying, how hard is it to talk?
It's not just that. You've got to write it all. You've got to script it. You've got to come up with different ways of announcing the same programme day in, day out.
Yes, you know? I've actually done a bit of this before on a channel that doesn't exist anymore, and I'm totally with you. It's harder than you think.
I'm not so sure, but the thing is, I would never get that opportunity to be able to do it, would I? Because they'll never let someone like me do those announcements. But I genuinely think anyone could
not
do
now.
It.
Not now.
We have had, like, people come in and do it. Like, before we had, like, Lee Nelson came and did it before his show went on air, and, like, the Bad Arts guys came and did it about a month ago before their show went out. So people do come in and do it, like, now and again.
But they wouldn't let someone like me.
Get us on! Why?
Why are you laughing? That's not the worst idea.
I know, but you have to, like, script it and stuff. I don't know whether they'd let, like, radio presenters just do it willy-nilly.
Are you suggesting that this is not scripted and planned?
It would be great.
I could send an email. I could email, like, someone when I get in. I don't know when they would, but...
Right, yeah. Ask them.
Yes,
but if you don't ask... Also, if we were on, you'd be off. You're doing yourself out of a job.
Yeah.
It's true, but I could do with a night off.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
365 days a year introducing Family Guy.
Okay, I dare you to send an email to your boss.
Okay.
Today.
I accept that.
This is amazing.
Should we draft it now on the phone, the email? Dear boss
hang on,
off.
Let me get a piece of paper or something. Hang on.
Okay.
Send me a letter.
Okay. No, I'm on my way into work. I don't have a computer on me to hand.
Take a letter, Miss Long.
All right.
Dear BBC Three boss, Zai, this is his name.
Yeah.
Please let Scott and Chris announce the programmes on BBC Three.
For one night only.
For one evening, soon.
Okay, what are you going to bring to the continuity that I can't do? What
Lols?
Are you going to add?
Oh, no. I don't know, just what we do here. Because it's talking.
I just want to
on
prove,
the TV.
I just want to prove a point, to be honest. And I hope you're not really that angry with us.
We weren't
saying about you specifically. We weren't going, oh, Jen's job on BBC Three is really easy. He was just generalising, really.
Mm. I know, but everyone listens to Radio 1, don't they?
Yeah,
and
kind
everyone of. Everyone was like, oh, I got all day yesterday.
Yeah. All right, well, sorry about that.
Okay.
We should think before we speak, because like, sometimes when you sit in this box, you don't realise that loads of people listen to it. You're just chatting. Bit like yourself on BBC Three. It's making it worse. Right. Okay, send the email then.
Okay, I'm going to.
Make it happen.
I'll let you know.
Thanks, Jen.
Right, cheers,
love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. If you saw the Mila Kunis video, we're doing something like that, but with a different person tomorrow in a hotel room in London. Chris is going to meet another famous, really famous. And you'll hear what happens on Thursday morning's show. You'll be able to see the video as well. He doesn't know who it is yet. I'm going to tell you who the person is that you're interviewing tomorrow. And I tell the Radio 1 listeners as well at the same time.
What time?
At 8:45 tomorrow morning.
So I will know this time tomorrow.
By tomorrow this time, you will know who you're going to interview. And then the interview's happening after the show tomorrow. And you lot will be able to hear it on Thursday's breakfast show.
Is it the same deal as before? Hotel?
Yeah, it'll be... That person would have done quite a few interviews before about a film, and you just go in there. So there'll be like loads of people lined up from Daybreak, probably BBC News.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. Yeah, this morning. And then you're just one of the many people that goes into the room and gets, what, 5-10 minutes with this person and just, you know, do what you do.
Cool.
So 8:45 tomorrow morning, I'll tell you who the person is and we'll play it on Thursday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot has happened this morning, including stealing food off Charlie Sloth's plate. That was on. That was Scott versus Chris, Challenge 7. So much has happened, I can't even remember. It feels like it was yesterday almost.
Yeah.
So that happened. Also, Jen Long rang us earlier about maybe getting on BBC Three. That would be good. Apparently she sent the email.
Right,
so amazing. We can announce the programmes after maybe we... Well, maybe you said accidentally that it looks quite easy and sounds quite easy.
We had Rizzle Kicks.
Rizzle Kicks on Speech Jammer was good as well. And next, we've got Ollie Lott playing Innuendo Bingo. Morning, Ollie.
Morning, how are you?
Really good, how are you?
I'm good, it's early.
It's well, we've been here hours, you know. Now, I like your new hair.
Thank you. It's a bit spiky and a bit trendy, I think.
It's good. Really good. Have you seen or heard Innuendo Bingo before?
I have.
Right, so you know what you're in for.
I've been Googling this stuff in the last couple of days. It's been pretty good.
Okay. Now, what's happening? Just quickly, I hear lots of things where you're leaving the show, you're not leaving the show. What's going on, Ollie?
That's difficult.
You can say.
Difficult. I haven't made an informed decision as such.
Do it now.
Is what my lawyers would say,
probably. Do it on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. There's no better place to do it.
What would you like to do?
I've done 5 series and I don't know, I haven't made a decision. It's a hard one to think. There's lots of stuff on the pipeline, so we're discussing
this,
other things.
You know, when we did this media training thing earlier?
Yes, he's got it down.
He's good at that.
He's got lots of other things in the pipeline, but he doesn't know yet what's going to happen. That is that's the perfect answer.
That's how you do
it. Non-committal. He might be leaving, he might not. From asking the question, I know absolutely nothing.
He'd love it either way.
Exactly. He's happy with whatever.
Either way, it's good. Yeah. Either way, it's good.
Right, so we're going to play bingo in a minute. If you want to get on your computer right now, bbc.co.uk/radio1, you can watch it on your computer, or if you're out and about, on your mobile phone, get on your smartphone and go to the Radio 1 website. Someone that went to school with you has been on earlier.
Really?
Mention Innie weeing herself.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Who's Innie?
My best girlfriend, Innie. Yeah, she wet herself.
Did she? At school?
Yeah.
How old was she?
Probably 17.
Oh, good. Okay,
that's pretty good.
I thought you were going to say 7.
No, probably 17. Brilliant.
Okay, right.
Are you off of Southampton?
I am. I'm Southampton boy. Proper Southampton boy.
So you're not made in Chelsea?
I'm such a fraud.
He's made in Bitton.
Oh, I made in Bedford Place.
No
honestly, Lizard Lounge was
No, you're not.
Yeah, completely.
Made in Jesters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Made in Jesters.
Honestly, without Jesters, I would not be sitting here right now in a weird way.
You are joking.
Seriously, I swear on my life.
It's a nightclub in Southampton,
everyone. I used to work there.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. He did.
Are we all Southamptonists?
Well, he's kind of... he went to university there. That's quite good. So you weren't actually made in Chelsea at all.
Such a fraud.
Made in Bitton.
God.
I moved up when I was 18.
Made in Weston. So only people in Hampshire will get this. So let's move on.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, it's time for Innuendo Bingo early on the Tuesday morning, and Ollie Locke from Made in Millbrook joins us. Made in Chelsea. Are you right there, Ollie?
I'm good. I'm good. About to get moist, apparently.
Yes, you are. Okay, so you can watch this on the Radio 1 website now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Look, well, there we are on the cameras. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Watch it on your computer and on your phone. We normally do this 1:45 on Tuesday and Thursday because we're on this show. We thought we'd do it this time, and Ollie's ready for the first time to play Innuendo Bingo. He's only watched it and listened to it before, and now he's actually playing. Okay, so you know the rules. No hands, please. If the water's going to come out, it's going to come out.
Right then.
Okay.
Fill your cheeks.
Greg. Loads of water is the key here, Ollie. Chris is quite good at this. He does it twice a week. Mm. Get involved. Okay. First, we're going to Bargain Hunt from earlier this week. And over on Bargain Hunt, they seem to spend less and less time talking about the antiques on that show.
I was lucky enough to get my hands on some rugby players.
So you got these 15 men.
Yes.
And did you get them in one place at the same time or individually?
It was all at the same time on several occasions.
Oh, you're vicious. You're like,
Oh, he's good. He's good for a newbie.
He's like a sniper spit.
Is that what... Don't right. choke, Ollie.
You're all right.
Feel like I've been like wakeboard.
This is going to be a good one. I can tell already.
Right. It's going to be wet.
Get online now and watch.
You're all right.
I'm good.
It's
I'm
cold,
good.
Isn't it?
Colded.
It is quite cold.
It's not warm water. It's not what you would imagine.
Okay. So over to BBC Radio Bristol next. And this is a very relevant question here. Hello? You all right? Oh, no. What's that noise, please? Okay, carry on. BBC Bristol, a very relevant question to ask of someone who does love their birds.
And they're splendid little fellas. They're easy to recognise because of the blue bit. Can you name any other British tits, Rog?
Roger knows them well.
Oh, Roger.
I definitely shouldn't be wearing fake tan.
Oh, is it? Oh, the fake tan's going to run.
A little bit.
Oh.
Okay. Hey, we're good.
Okay. Let us know if you're watching for the first time, maybe on your phone or your computer. Jen's watching. Also, Rob in Warrington.
You're dribbling.
And
oh, sorry, mate.
And Phil on his tractor. Good morning. Watching on his phone.
Okay.
Phil.
You hold your cup like a posh man.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Have you got your finger sticking out?
No, it's like that. I just realised myself. We're Southampton. Sorry, we're back.
Southampton. Yeah. Okay, over to Radio 1's Gemma Kearney now, who lets us know how she likes to spend the weekend.
And now it's something to get you in the mood for just... eating. Yes, Sunday is a day for friends, family and noshing.
Thanks, Kearney.
Gemma.
Gemma's in Edinburgh somewhere, isn't she? Laughing away.
Yes, she is. Okay, so over to a classic now.
I am so keen.
I know, it's gone right through.
A classic now from BBC Hereford and Worcester. And at the time, it seemed like such a good idea to do the phone-in on the most interesting places they've been in the counties.
In my adult life, I think the most interesting thing I've been up is Lord Hereford's Knob.
It's a local attraction.
His reactions are amazing.
Takes your breath.
Takes your breath away.
Takes your breath away, doesn't it?
Done it, though.
Oh, God. Honestly.
Carolyn, made in Southampton. She's on. Also, Kip in Gloucester is watching, loving Ollie on bingo. Okay, everyone's quite wet now. Let's continue. Over to the athletics. And it sounds like this runner is quite busy out on the track.
Perhaps a little nervous, a little apprehensive. Again, another tough heat here. He's got three top men inside him.
Hate that when that happens. Oh, Ollie.
You have to breathe.
What? It's just a posh noise. Just a posh noise. Didn't
posh
know
noise.
That, I don't even know what that was. Okay. Over to the... More water, please.
I'm all dribbly.
All over right, to the gadget show now.
I feel like a whale.
The gadget show and our favourite brand of headphones.
And now for the G ratings. It's 3 G's for the Fanny Wangs.
Straight in Ollie Locke's stomach. Right, I've never seen anyone deliver the water in quite the way that Ollie is. I really haven't.
I don't know why.
It's odd.
It's really odd.
It's like you're allergic to the
game. I feel like I'm being really naughty. I feel like I'm in one of those weird East London clubs where it's like a normal thing to do. No?
No. No, just Radio 1.
No, all right.
Okay, sounds over to Ben Shepherd now on ITV's Tipping Point. And that show has got a lot racier since I last watched.
Teases you, doesn't she?
The worst place it could have been. Ooh, that's
riding slightly.
There could be enough perches to get stuff moving, though.
Oh! Crikey, she's being very tight.
If he's got, like any cold sores, it's like every celebrity in the country has got a little cold sores.
Back to the ornithology discussion now on BBC Bristol. And Roger here, scrambling for a piece of paper to make a note of this extremely important list.
Yeah. Now, there's in this country, there's the great tit, there's the willow tit, there's the marsh tit, there's the bearded tit, which isn't actually a tit at all,
right.
And there's the crested tit,
right.
And I think there's one other. Long-tailed. Of course, long-tailed tit, that's the ones you'd find in this country. Just briefly running through the British tits.
Lactating tit.
That's what happens on right. BBC Bristol. More water, please. Sorry, Sarah Cox. Is that okay? Oh, she's just doing her admins. It's all fine. She's shopping online. Are you? Oh, cool. Okay, we'll carry on then. Next, over to dinner date from last month. And a great idea here for anyone wondering how to best serve pork.
With any luck, the main course will be one of her favourite things. And Natalie will feel the love with some pork insider.
Again!
Ollie is getting it full on in the face.
My boxers are now wet.
I know, look at me.
And it's not excitement.
No.
Not long now.
Right then.
Okay, over to BBC Wiltshire. And over there, water please.
Sorry.
Over there they have a presenter called Graham Seaman. And he... Chris, are you doing a little mouth wee? Graham Seaman on BBC Wiltshire. And Graham is very demanding of his staff.
Have we got it blowing bubbles yet?
No, not yet.
Because I've seen some random number generators that actually blow bubbles, so I like all the frills, so if you can work that, that would be lovely. If not, just stand there and blow yourself.
Ollie doesn't know what to do anymore. He looks helpless.
I'm so wet!
He looks helpless. Right, there's one more.
Come on then, Ollie. Let's make it
Come on, ready, let's make it right, a good okay. one.
Let's finish on a high.
Is this the last one?
Yeah, last one.
I know. He could stay here all day, couldn't he?
Where in my life, ever.
I know.
Come on, let's get
less swimming, because then you're really
contact.
Wet.
That's always fun.
Finally, over to Springwatch from a couple of months ago. Now, does anyone remember how to tell the difference between a willow warbler and a chiff-chaff? Well, here it is.
Well, these are visual differences, and of course you need to get very good views of them to see that. But there is one other thing I can tell you, and that's their jizz.
And Bill Hardy said that!
Yep. Thank you, Ollie Locke, off of Made in Chelsea. You all right?
Get good!
Thank you very much. A lot of people enjoyed watching that and listening. Thanks, Ollie.
Hydrated now.
Yeah, very hydrated. We're back tomorrow morning. So that was Tuesday's show. Join us tomorrow from 6:30 in for Grimmy again. It's the big day. Chris will sit in a hotel room and interview one of the biggest stars in the world. I'll tell you who it is. And Amanda Seyfried is in live.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.